Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This altar of daily prophetic interventions. Wake up to it daily to have a quiet time with God, receiving these daily prayers and pouring out your own heart too on all issues of concerns. God shall be giving you daily victories. Welcome to Monday, the third day in August. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Let's do this. Look for a key. If you can get any type of key where you are there. If you cannot readily get a key, pick up anything to represent the key. I see doors before you that must open this month. Before your children, your family, your platform, your network and your ministry. I see doors waiting for your approach. Revelation chapter 3 verse 8 says, behold, I have set before you an open door. Acts chapter 12 verse 10 says, as Peter and the angel came to the iron door leading to the gate, it opened for them on his own accord. On his own accord. Do you have the key with you already? Hold it or point it up and pray this prayer yourself and say, oh Lord my God, symbolically and prophetically turning the key. Let doors of so and so mention your preferred doors. Open for me. Doors to so and so levels and places. Describe what you want. Open for me. Open for my son, my daughter, my business, my career, my visa, my residency. Open for me. My green card. Huge sales. Ministerial turnaround. My next level. What do you want? Mention it yourself, your family, your career. This month, turn the key. Mention them by name again and again and again. Doors of God, ordained husband for my son, ordained wife for my ordained husband for my daughter, ordained wife for my son. Mention them. Mention her name. Mention his name before God. Doors of promotion, multi-million or billion naira or dollar or euro contract. Open for me. Doors of great ideas, innovation, and creativity. Open, open, open. Be shouting, open. Be praying, open. It will open. I saw a door before you, about to open. In the spirit, it will open. Hold the key up and let me pray this time. I decree and declare, may your desired doors open. May the doors you have described and mentioned open for you and your children, for your platform, your career, your ministry, your NGO. Yes. Or say, amen, I receive it. Say it again. Ah, someone is shedding tears. As we pray, it shall be tears of joy. God will open it beyond your imagination. I will read your testimony to the whole world here very soon. Now, let's do these two things to back up this prayer of open door. If you believe God sent me, if you believe that we are directed by God, do these two things. Observe a fast tomorrow. From morning to 2 p.m. It doesn't have to go beyond 2 p.m. Except you choose to take it to the evening time, which is okay if you want to do that. But 2 p.m. is what I heard. Those on medication, take a little thing and use your drug. Very soon, you will not need those drugs again, for God will heal you completely. Pregnant women are exempted. Then, sow an intentional sacrificial seed of open doors. Target seed of open doors tomorrow. Oh, yes. Make day four. Tomorrow is day four. So make it 40,000 naira. Or it's equivalent in the country where you are, if you can. Or 4,000 naira, if that is what you can do. Or even 400 naira, whichever one will not stress you. Please. Don't stress yourself at all. And then don't tell a lie to God or yourself. Don't sow below your financial level. If God has blessed you to be able to do the 40,000 naira or equivalent where you are, without struggle, without stress, do at that level. You will see great increase. If it is at the level of 4,000 naira, that will not stress you. Don't do less. If it is 400 naira, just do at the level. Do what will not stress you. But don't do anything below where God has placed you. Sacrifice back up for this kind of prayers moves God's heart. Tomorrow, fasting and sacrificial seed sowing. To back up, don't forget, I can't wait to read your testimonies here this month. Right? August 3 celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. Oh yes, God will put you in good people's mind to bless you with precious gift and money in the name of Jesus. Happy birthday. Right? More testimonies. Be connecting to these testimonies. First one today. Daddy, please read my testimony. On the 4th of July evening, my monthly flow started normal. The following day, being Sunday, the flow became too heavy that from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., I finished 4 packets of pad that contains 8 pieces. At that point, I was exhausted. Life was going out of me. I then remembered the prayer Daddy made the previous day, where you said a woman had been having heavy flow. Put water in the cup for prayers. I put water in the cup. I played back that message. Believe God. The following morning, day Monday, the flow stopped. Daddy, may God continue to bless and strengthen you for being a blessing to us. Wow. You can always play back previous messages that connect to what you desire. Tell the prophetic action and miracle will still happen. Another testifier. Good morning, sir. I want to bless God for making me to meet up my target for last month. Daddy, pray for us to always meet up. Yes, all of you on target job, you will be meeting month and your target monthly. Oh, connect to this prophetic action. Our daddy in the Lord told us to pray a prayer of remembrance on Sunday and to mention the names of those that will want to remember us. I did so. I placed a battle seed, after which the same Sunday, I received a phone call. Send me your bank account. And good and huge money was sent. God showed up for me. Wow. Battle seed. Please, always get engaged with it. On the 2nd of July, Dad's birthday. Someone that was Dad's birthday mate wanted to patronize me. So I ordered the goods for him with my money. And when the goods arrived, the person started giving excuses for over 3 weeks. Today, 24th of July, I sold the goods to another person with extra and better profit. 2, the daily prayer and prophetic action, both on WhatsApp and prayer hub every morning, are doing wonders in my life. Victory in my dreams and reality. Mercy, grace, favor, and all good things are happening for me, connecting me to destiny helpers. Wow! If you have not been joining us on prayer hub, on our Facebook and YouTube, every morning, 6:30 to 7, start doing so. It's working wonders. Another testifier. I just want you to help me thank God for my life and my family. I took my car to the mechanic 2 days ago to change the shaft. And when they finished working on the car, it seemed they didn't tighten the bolt on the 2 front tires enough. We drove through the coastal road to Shangotedo, and on getting close to our destination, that was when we noticed the tires were loose. I just want to thank God for saving our lives today. Thanksgiving seed already said, wow, angels of God must have held those tires to avoid accident. Another one, what the Lord has done for me and my family, we cannot tell it all. 1, our daughter got her work permit after a long wait. 2, another daughter graduated from the university gloriously. 3, God settled a long-awaited case in our favor. 4, day-by-day provision from God Almighty. It can only be God. Daddy, please pray that our daughter will get a good job in USA. Thanksgiving offering already sent. Wow, more testimony will come for you. Another testifier. Praise God Almighty for me. I've been looking for accommodation for more than a year. Daddy, as I continue sowing battle seed and following your prophetic instruction, God did it. The accommodation where I was rejected was given back to me. I have paid and packed in. Praise God, TPGF. Daddy, the oil of God on you will never run dry. Wow. God healed me from a long cough with the use of anointing oil, blessed water, and anointed mantle. Wow. All glory to God for his divine remembrance in my life. God miraculously provided a job for my fiancé. I connected to the divine remembrance, and the following day, I was gifted huge cash. My business is moving well. Wow! This is the kind of testimony I like receiving here. You will be the next testifier. Please forward this to all on your contact. Do so daily. The month ended 3 days ago. So if you are a monthly tither, virtue thanksgiving, and partnership commitment, see so, do so as God lays in your heart. Don't compromise your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, but put your business and your platform under tithing, connecting to God under this platform. See, you will see what God will turn the businesses to be. Someone is thinking, pastor and tithing, see sowing and sacrifice. Ah, it's not for me. It is for you to align with God, His word and His principle. With God, no sowing, no reaping, no sacrifice, no Isaac. Don't see giving, tithing and sowing seed to advancement of God's kingdom as a burden. No, rather see it as an opportunity and a privilege. God will be giving back to you your harvest in multiples. I prophesy to everyone's life, you are returning with heavy blessing. This is your month. It has opened for you. It will not be shut down. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. Have a wonderful day, a glorious week, and a blessing-packed month. TPGF, say truly blessed. I love you. Have a great day.